was made that we talk about the necessity to have a mesorah when it comes to mitzvos. If you want to identify, let's say, an animal that's kosher or a bird that's kosher, if you want to identify that something is tcheles, let's say, or that it's not tcheles, so is there a necessity to have a mesorah? So the story really starts when it comes to birds, because unlike other animals in the Torah identifies by all the other animals what are simanei kashrus for the animal. So we know if an animal chews its cud and has split hooves, we know that it's a kosher animal. We don't have to have any sort of mesorah that it's a kosher animal. We can see, we can observe if it has split hooves or and chews its cud. But when it comes to fish as well, fins and scales, you can just look for those simanim and you know that it is a kosher animal. When it comes to birds, the Torah just gives us a list of birds that are not kosher, and the list with b'minehem ultimately comes out to a list of 24 types of birds that are not kosher, which would mean every other type of bird is kosher. The problem is we lost the ability to identify what those 24 minim are, what those 24 types of birds that are not kosher are. And because we lost the ability to identify that, Chazal came up with several simanim by which we can tell whether a bird is in fact kosher or not. One of the simanim is that any bird that's a dores is not considered to be a kosher bird. The question is, how exactly do we define dores? And because of the trouble in defining what's called a dores, what bird is a dores and what bird is not a dores, so there is a group of Rishonim, Rashi in particular, that believes that in order to identify a bird as kosher, we need to have a mesorah that it's kosher, because we don't trust our ability to identify whether it's a dores or not. Not that we always need a mesorah, but that we don't trust our ability to identify. If we would trust our ability and we wouldn't find that we're disproven later on, so then it would be no problem to identify based on whatever proofs we're able to bring. But because we don't have the ability to identify, therefore any bird needs to have a mesorah. And that's in fact what the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah writes in Siman Pei Beis in Yoredeya Sif Gimel, V'yesh omrim she'ein lismoch afilu al zeh ve'in lechol shum of. He says that we don't rely on what we think is a dores or not a dores. We can't rely on that. We can only rely on a mesorah to identify a bird that's kosher. And that's the Taz says this is obviously Shitas Rashi. The Yishach points out, and then it's mutter. Once we have a mesorah, you don't even need to check for the other simanim that Chazal pointed out to be able to determine whether a bird is kosher or not. Once you have a mesorah is the best thing you could possibly have. That's the best raya. Now, even within the issue of birds, the Ramban very clearly disagrees with Rashi. The Ramban is known to have tried to identify the birds, and what's a kosher bird, what's not a kosher bird, by experimentation alone, using the signs that the Gemara identifies. In fact, the Ramban writes in Maseches Chulin Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Achar shekasavti behilchos haofos pirshu miksa rishonim zal v'ri'isi darkei kulam chazarti livdok paofos. Ramban says, once I studied the sugya, I went out to investigate and to search. V'chipasti v'tafasti tchila ba'orev hashachar. I started with a particular type of bird, and he goes on to say, v'har b'dvarim ba'agadzus u'btal mochichos olav, and I have a lot of proofs that this bird is in fact kosher. L'fi she'enonu yicholun l'hachish dvarim anirim le'inayim anu and we can't deny that which we have clear evidence to. So the Ramban very clearly says that we're allowed to look at evidence. We can look at whether we're able to prove that a bird is a dores or not. We don't need to have anything more than evidence. We don't need a mesorah. But again, as we said, the Ramah says we do need a mesorah, but the reason we need a mesorah is that without a mesorah, we don't trust our ability to properly identify. So the question is, how does this apply to other mitzvahs? So the reason that many people are under the impression that by other mitzvahs you need a mesorah as well is that Rav Soloveitchik apparently had a tradition in his family that you needed a mesorah. The Beis HaLevi, in the way he's actually quoted and what he wrote to the Radzina Rebbe, was very clear that you don't need a mesorah. But Rav Soloveitchik had a tradition in his family that his great-grandfather held that you need a Masara for things. And I just want to express what kind of Chiddush that is. For example, he holds the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Lama, tells us that Vav de Gachon, the Vav in the word Gachon, is halfway through the Osios of the Sefer Torah. So Rav Yosef raises the question, Vav de Gachon, Mehai Gisa, Mehai Gisa? Which half? Is it the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half? So the Gemara said, okay, let's bring a Sefer Torah and we'll count and we'll see. So the Gemara said, no, we're not Pekin Bechaseros V'yaseros. Counting won't help because you don't know where every Vav and where every Yud and where every Hey has to be in the Torah. So based on that Gemara, the Ramah writes in Or Chaim Simkut Mem Gimel Siv Dalid, if we find a psul in the Sefer, what seems like a psul in the Sefer Torah, because it's missing a vav, or it has an extra yud, or an extra a, something that doesn't change the meaning of the word at all, it's just a chaseros v'yaseros, we do not take out a new Sefer Torah, because we're not pekin but chaseros v'yaseros at all. So if Salvechik said in the name of his grandfather, and the name of his father, that we don't paskin like this Ramah, he rejects this Ramah, he said, we assume that our Sefer Torah are 100% perfect, and we are bekin b'chaseros v'yaseros. We know exactly which vav and everything. We have a Masorah, and the Masorah is the strongest thing, and we can't. He said, what does it mean, ain bekin b'chaseros v'yaseros? We lost the knowledge of whether it was Mehai Gisa or Mehai Gisa. After several generations, that detail, whether it was the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half, that was lost. So that's what they said. Why don't we check the Sefer Torah? And they said, no, you can't check anything, because if you don't have a Masorah, then it's worthless. You can have all the proofs in the world. You can look at a Sefer Torah, but without a Masorah, it's not going to do anything. You can't do anything without a Masorah. And based on that, Rav Salvechik said, you can't make a Mazonos on rice, because rice is based on the idea that rice is that is orez, that the translation of orez is rice. That's based on an investigation. The Gra investigated the matter and found that, based on his investigation, that the definition of orez is rice. But Rav Salvechik said, yeah, but an investigation doesn't do anything. You need a Masorah. And without a Masorah, you can't assume that it's a Bari Mine Mizonos. And therefore, he says, it's better to alleviate the suffix by making a Mizonos on something else that you know for sure is a Bari Mine Mizonos. And as Rav Salvechik said, that his grandfather, the Beis Halevi, when the Radzina Rebbe suggested the Tcheles, that he had found based on the cuttlefish. So he said his grandfather, unlike what it says in the Radzina Rebbe Sefer, what his grandfather said, which was the exact opposite of Salvechik, said that his grandfather said there's no Masorah, and if there's no Masorah that identifies this as the Chilazon, well then it's not the Chilazon, and therefore we cannot rely la halacha that it is the Chilazon. So Rav Shachter points out in Nefesh HaRav that the Talmid, the master of Salvechik, that there is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Bava Basra, Davayin Gimel and Beis, going over to Davayin Dalel Amr Aleph, Amr Li, Rav Bar Bachana said that an Arab merchant said to him, Ta achvi lach mesei midbar. He says, come, I'm going to show you the mesei midbar. And Azli chazisinu. So Rabbi Abchana says, I went and I saw the mesei midbar. V'damu k'man demi basmi. And they all looked like they were drunk. V'ganu aparkid. And they were lying on their backs. V'avazakifa birke dechad minayu. And the knee of one of them was raised up. V'ayil taratuse birke. And the Arab merchant was able to go underneath the knee of the dead person. Kirachiv gamlo, all riding on a camel. That's how giant these people are. Uzkifa Rumche, and his spear was held all the way up. Below Nagabe, and he still didn't touch the knee as he rode under on the camel holding a spear high up. Paski Chada Karna de Tchilta de Chad Minahil. And he says, I cut off one of the corners of the beged of the tzitzis on one of the Mesei Midbar. Velav Mistagilan, but we couldn't move on. So Amrali, the Arab merchant, said, Dilma Shakalta Midi Minahil. Why are we stuck? Did you steal something? Did you take something from one of these mesim? Sahadre, you have to return it right away. De Gemiri, demand the shakla midi minayu lo mistagile. Because we have a tradition that once you take something from one of them, you're not going to be able to get out of here. So Azli Hadarte, so I went and I returned it. Vada mistagilan, and then we moved on. So Rav Bachana says, when I came to the Rabbanan, Amruli, they said to me, they were very angry at me, they said, Kol Abba Charma, every Abba is as stupid as a donkey. V'kol Bar Bachana Sichsa, and every Bar Bachana is a fool. L'may Hilksa Vadtachi, what were you thinking in cutting off the tzitzis? Here's the key line. L'mayda Ikebe Shama Ikebe Silel. You were cutting off the tzitzis to know whether we paskin like the Shita of Beishamai or the Shita of Beisilel, who argue how many strings of tzitzis you need at the corner of each beged, like we learned in Menachos this summer, that Beis Shammai holds that you need 4 threads doubled over to make 8, whereas Beis Hillel holds you need 3 doubled over to make a total of 6. What you should have done is not taken it. You should have sat there and counted it. Why did you cut it off? And if you would have counted it, then you would know whether we paskin like Beishamir or Beisilel. The clear implication of the Gemara was that the proof of the archaeological proof of finding the Mesa Midbar and looking at their tzitzis would have been enough to determine whether we paskin like the Beisham Beisil without any direct Misora. Not only that, we have other Gemaras also, or other sources as well, that seem to suggest that a Misora is not necessary in determining the halacha. The Prisha in the Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed Daled says, Shemati Mishay Mori, that we're not allowed to determine whether Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is correct or Rashi Tefillin is correct, based on the Kever Yecheskel and the tefillin that we found in the Kever Yecheskel, based on archaeological digs, because it could be that whatever tefillin we find buried were buried because they were apostle. The implication is, if there's no teretz and there is a clear raya, then that would be a good enough proof. It's only because there's a simple teretz as to why this is not a raya, that's why it's not a good enough proof. It seems that the overwhelming majority of poskim did not hold like, and it could be even the Beis Halevi himself. We have, again, a conflict between what the Beis Halevi wrote and what Rav Soloveitchik says in the name of the Beis Halevi, but it seems that the overwhelming majority of poskim assume that there's no need for a mesora in determining a metzius in halacha, whether it be by the fact that we all make a bari minei mizonos on rice and we don't seem to have any problem with that, and that's purely relying on the Vilna Gaon's research, as opposed to any sort of mesora. There's a Tshuvas HaRamah. The Tshuvas HaRamah in Siman Zayin writes, Tchila ena mashihirish adoni es ha'olam alai ba'avi b'michtava yarishon divrei chachmas ha'yivanim v'rosh ha'pilosofim. He says someone criticized him for bringing proofs to a metzius based on secular knowledge, based on what the Greeks wrote. And whoever was writing to the Ramah said, how could you bring such things in your tshuvas? HaTorah chogera sak, the Torah is wearing sackcloth, that you're turning to secular knowledge to determine Torah. He says, the Ramah responds, Be'emes omer sheyeshi b'zu shtei tshuvas b'davar, u'shtein amitios lufi miyutas agasi. Really, I have two answers and they're both right, but one of them is, Lo asu lilmo divrei hachacham v'chakirasam b'mahus, Hamitzius v'teveyen ki adraba al yedezeh no dagdulosa shal yotzem bereshis isbarach. He says clearly, in order to determine a metzius, in order to determine how things work in this world, we're supposed to use secular knowledge. We're supposed to use things like archaeology to determine a metzius. In determining a halacha, maybe not, but in determining a metzius, that certainly we would be allowed to do. And that's what the Rambam writes in Ilchus Kiddush HaChodesh as well. In Parak Yitzayin, Halacha Chav Dalid, the Rambam says, I'm mentioning all of these astronomical facts. So he says, you should know, he chachmas hatkufos agmatio shechibru ba chachme yavan sfarim harbe, that the Greeks have a lot to write on this, and they have a lot of wisdom, and umeachar shekolelu advarim berayos bruros heim shein beem dofi, and since they're able to prove everything, v'yev shaladam laharar achreim, and we can't disprove any of it, it's concrete science, ein choshen lemechabre bein shechibros o neviim, bein shechibros o goyim. It doesn't matter who the author is, whether it's a Navi or whether it's a guy. If it's a fact, it's a fact. If it's something that's an indisputable fact, then it's an indisputable fact. So it seems la halacha that although Rav Soloveitchik had this tremendous chiddush in his family that every last halacha needs a mesora, it seems la halacha most of the Rishonim and certainly Achronim do not assume that way. That fish is an again, the other extreme, you have the Ramban that thinks even birds don't need a mesora. That even when it comes to birds, a mesora is not required. But it seems the halacha, most of the time we assume, like the Ramah, that since we have no way of identifying the birds based on facts and based on metzius, so birds need a mesora. But anything that we have the ability to identify a metzius based on facts and based on research, that we're allowed to do, and we're allowed to rely on secular knowledge to determine those facts and to determine what the metzius is. And once we have that metzius, that could educate us in how to behave la halacha. But in determining a metzius, it seems that the large majority of Rishonim and Achronim would assume that we're allowed to rely on Nisayon, we're allowed to rely on what we test, even in the absence of a mesorah.